Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Jerry Willis.
I'm Steve Ducey.
I'm Shannon Bream, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. I'm John Saucier. It was one of the most frightening and downright bizarre Monday Night Football games ever this week between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals. This one, a player made a tackle in the first quarter and then just collapsed on the field.
I think it speaks to, you know, how fragile we are all as humans. And, you know, you here today, gone tomorrow. And I think the faces on these players showed, you know, where their hearts were really at.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
How is it that a 24-year-old man in shape enough to be playing professional football had his heart stopped during a game Monday night? Bills defensive back DeMar Hamlin, making a tackle in the first quarter, got up and then just fell down. Next thing you know, medics are giving him CPR. Then he's taken away in an ambulance. Then the game was stopped and postponed.
We view, you know, professional athletes as the pinnacle of fitness and good health.
Our guest today is chair of pediatric cardiology at St. Francis Hospital on Long Island, New York, Dr. Sean Levichuk. He also runs a popular cardiovascular screening program for high school athletes on Long Island.
So for that to happen in the setting of where it did, it's quite devastating. And it does happen, unfortunately, around this country, you know, in both football and, you know, basketball and ice hockey. It actually happens probably more than it should. Which is why we do these screening programs. But in this case, you know, this is, you know, national TV, you know, a lot of people watching these games, and, you know, football is, you know, very well viewed sport in this country. So for that, it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, the optics of this were really scary. And you mentioned the idea that NFL players are the pinnacle of human performance. I mean, this guy, DeMar Hamlin, a defensive back, just 24 years old, a very young man, and he was reportedly in cardiac arrest. Can you explain a little further what you think may have happened here? Because I've seen a number of theories about maybe it was blunt force trauma to the chest, maybe it was a sudden heart attack. What is cardiac arrest, and what do you think happened to this young guy?
Cardiac arrest is just kind of a generic term for the heart not working, you know, acutely not working, or suddenly stopping, or going into an arrhythmia. It doesn't really tell you much about what the causative agent is. And this guy, you know, all things certainly point to it being blunt force trauma, creating a condition called commotio cordis, where the blunt force trauma happens at an electrically vulnerable part of the cardiac cycle, and then the heart goes into a potentially fatal arrhythmia. It would seem that would be more likely than a pre-existing condition, simply because as a professional athlete, I would think these guys, you know, certainly are vetted significantly. You know, they go through physicals, they go through tons of training and evaluations, both at the collegiate and professional level, and in many cases, even at the high school level, especially when they're identified as a prospect. So it would be unusual that one of these, that a congenital defect would go, you know, unrecognized, though it has happened. And, you know, then, of course, then you move into the other area. Could this be a, you know, something acquired? Could this be a myocarditis or a cardiac muscle issue, which, again, you know, also does happen under similar circumstances? So I think at this point, you know, the jury's going to be out until all the testing is in. But a lot of people, you know, in the profession are certainly pointing to this, you know, blunt force trauma to the chest as the cause.
Okay, so it could be a number of things, but we did see the helmet of the guy he was tackling hit him in the chest briefly. He did stand up after the tackle, but then fainted. So again, that was really the scary part about this. But what's still scary is that this guy, DeMar Hamlin, is still in the hospital. We have word that he spent last night in the ICU. He was in critical condition. We all saw him receiving CPR right there on the field and then taken away in an ambulance. What do you think his prospects are here for recovery from what you've heard so far?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to, you know, three things. One, what's his underlying cause? Does he have is there an underlying causative agent in there? Either, you know, again, like we talked about, something acquired or something congenital. That's number one. Number two, I think the people in the field did an amazing job. And from what I could see, you know, they had the AED available very quickly and were able to, the reports were they restored his cardiac rhythm pretty quickly. So that's obviously good. But, you know, number three is how the rest of him wakes up. You know, when something like that happens, you know, other organs also, you know, take a hit, most notably, you know, the brain. You always worry about anytime anybody's down for an extended time. So, you know, not knowing the timeline and nuts and bolts of everything, you know, that probably the dangling participle there is really what's, you know, how long he was down for and what, how he wakes up.
Right. Because if his heart isn't pumping blood, that's not getting oxygen to the brain. And if that goes on too long, well, it's just too late.
Absolutely.
We've heard that many, many times, but real scary stuff, and definitely good on the first responders who are right there to.
They did an amazing job.
Yeah. To try and get them to the hospital.
You know, and it's all hands on deck in that case. You know, everybody was really, it was really quite impressive to watch the team effort on the part of the people at field and the players and everybody. You know, everybody's heart was in the right place and everybody's efforts were there. I think they, you know, they gave this young man the best possible chance they could.
Right. We're speaking today with the chair of pediatric cardiology at St. Francis Hospital in Long Island, New York, Dr. Sean Levchuk. Now, Dr. Levchuk, I know this is going to be a difficult question to answer, but I want you to put yourself in the shoes of the doctors who are now treating DeMar Hamlin. Where does he go from here? What do you think the best method of treatment is? What are they doing with him?
Well, you know, like I said, it goes back to what we just talked about. You know, step number one is to stabilize him. Step number two is to wake him up. And then step number three is to figure out what the inciting agent was. Again, you know, there's a lot of tests that take place, from echocardiograms to cardiac MRIs. There may be a role for an electrophysiologic study to see if he's prone to an arrhythmia. You know, there's really everything's in play until you start getting exams back and results back. And then you can start to kind of check off the list. Well, it's not this, it's not that. Depending on where you're left at the end of it determines what the future holds. You know, there are people that get that have had commotio cordis, get hit with a ball, with a lacrosse ball is a common one, and they go into cardiac arrest, they get resuscitated, defibrillated, and they're back playing lacrosse 6 months later. You really have to depend on what you find at the end of the day. It's a slow process. You don't want to rush it. You go through step by step, take all the precautions that you need to get all your ducks in a row, because these are big decisions.
Sometimes an important game can become irrelevant instantly, and we saw that on Monday Night Football when 24-year-old Bills defensive back DeMar Hamlin collapsed on the field and suffered cardiac arrest. Today we're speaking with the chair of pediatric cardiology at St. Francis Hospital in Long Island, New York, Dr. Sean Levchuk. He says this actually happens more than you might think. We'll get more for you right after this. Now, Dr. Levchuk, let's talk a little bit more about your cardiovascular screening program for high school athletes on Long Island. You mentioned lacrosse players there. What kind of things do you screen for when you're looking at these athletes?
Well, we do an EKG and an echocardiogram, and we look at their family history. It's a screening program. So really what we're trying to do is find the kids that slip through the cracks. The fact of the matter is, if a child complains of chest pain or has a heart murmur or feels something funny, they're going to find their way to a pediatric cardiologist. But what we're really focusing on are the kids that are running around the field and everybody goes, oh, look, he's perfectly healthy. You know, we're trying to prevent those tragedies and those disasters. This has been going on for 13 years. It's a free program. We screened 2,500 kids and we've saved our share a lot. So it's a win-win for everybody. And the lives we saved, you know, those kids have been treated appropriately and been able to, you know, find other things in life that they like to do. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, that's what this program's always been about, is we're really trying to look for the ones that are sliding underneath everybody's radar.
Yeah, that was my next question for you, was how many of these people that go through the screening or just athletes in general you've seen have issues that they don't know about?
Yeah, it's actually a lot more common than everybody thinks. But, you know, happily, a lot of the issues are minor that need to be followed. But we've had our share of ones that were pretty major. And, you know, we kind of always high five each other at the end of the at the end of these things, saying, hey, you know, we saved a kid. You know, it's not what, maybe not what anybody wants to hear. But, you know, athletics is a small part of, you know, life at the end of the day. In the big picture, you know, if we can save somebody's life and, you know, they move on and they get to have families and lives that are healthy, then that's what it's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Preventative care, definitely the way to go there.
100%.
All right. Well, 100%. Dr. Levchuk, I want to bring up again last night's game, because some of the images coming off the field there in the Monday Night Football game between the Buffalo Bills and Cincinnati Bengals were the faces of the players who were on field. They saw what was happening, and a lot of them obviously were sad. They were prayerful. They were worried about their teammate, and in other cases, the person was on the other team. But what about the shock that was on some of their faces? Like, they were looking at this like, wait a second, this is something that's not normal. Could this happen to me? Should football players look at this and be worried about something besides just concussions or spinal injuries?
Well, I think that goes into what, you know, all athletes, you know, that are, especially those playing at the professional level, at the highest level, you know, in the world. And I think that's, you know, they probably already do undergo a fair amount of testing. Like I said, you know, something like this is, you know, where it happened, yes, it's a common no, but, you know, I would be very surprised if they didn't have this on the back of their minds going forward, you know, as professional athletes. You know, but I think it speaks to, you know, how fragile we are all as humans. And, you know, you hear today, gone tomorrow. And I think the faces on these players showed, you know, where their hearts are really at. They, you know, at the end of the day, you know, they're all part of the same team. And, you know, I've seen that look probably too many times before. And, you know, I think anybody who goes into medicine has seen that share of looks on their faces, especially when the young students come in and something like that happens in the hospital. So, you know, I think that their response was appropriate. And I think they were, you know, they presented a very united front, you know, tremendous respect for these guys. And, you know, and I think the reporters, the guys did an amazing job conveying their level of emotion. It was just, you know, it's something nobody ever wants to see.
No, absolutely not. And I think you're right. It definitely is a tough reminder for all of us that our lives really are so fragile, especially when you get a healthy young man in the NFL who can be hurt like this. It's kind of a reminder for everyone there. Dr. Sean Levchuk, who is the chair of pediatric cardiology at St. Francis Hospital on Long Island, New York. Thanks for your time, your expertise, and for joining us here on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
My pleasure. Anytime.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.